Finding Billy Romano, The Tour Series, Book 5, written by Jean Granger, narrated by Siobhan Waring. To Robin Seitzler, in gratitude for your great idea. Chapter 1. Billy Romano gazed out the tiny window as the 737 touched down at Logan. Raindrops were sucked along the glass by the velocity, and she gripped the armrests as the landing bump jolted her. There, she was down. She stood, but decided to wait until almost everyone had disembarked.
"No point in rushing, is there?"
said a short man, a few years older than her, with thinning hair, glasses, and a straggly effort at a beard.
"No, I guess not," she agreed, and chose to ignore the look in his eye that suggested he'd like the conversation to continue.
He reached up to take her carry-on from the bin overhead, though she was perfectly capable. She sighed.
"No need to get ready. He's just trying to help."
"So, home for Thanksgiving?" he asked.
"Yes, just for a few days," she replied.
Her voice sounded flat even to her own ears.
"You get back much?"
he persisted.
"I come back to visit my grandfather a few times a year, but I haven't lived on the East Coast for a while."
Every fibre of her being wanted him to back off. But it wasn't the guy's fault. He was just being nice. And they were stuck in this aisle with people pulling on coats and dragging bags out of the overhead bins, so to say anything to stop the conversation would just make it more awkward. But she did not need this now, not on top of everything else. Even if she didn't have so many other things on her mind, he was not her type. She guessed he thought the heavy-framed glasses made him look hipster, when in fact they just made him look geeky. And not in the cool way like the new guy at work. Rob managed to pull off geeky cute. This guy just looked like he was trying too hard. His accent was pure Boston. Southie, probably.
"Where are you based now?"
He was determined she'd give him that.
"California," she said, hoping he'd just move on.
"Nice. I was there once. My sister married a guy from Santa Barbara. They got divorced, though, so..."
He shrugged and gave an apologetic shrug, as if the failed marriage of the sister of a guy she'd just met would be sad news for her.
"Santa Barbara's nice. Lovely beaches," she said as she took her bag.
"You been out there long?"
They shuffled slowly along the aisle.
"3 years."
She could see the air stewards bidding everyone goodbye.
"And what do you do out there?"
"I'm an animator. I work for Vision Board."
Although she did not feel like being hit on, she was proud to tell him who her employer was.
"Vision Board, huh? Well, you must be good. I took my nephews to see that new one, the martial arts one, a few weeks ago. They loved it."
She smiled. "Ninja Dragon?"
"Yeah, that's the one."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?